the background of the whole of misconceived area, mic area, maya. Then that mixing produces so many brahmanda. So many particles of misconceived area who are connected with the misconceived area. And the second representative of him as God Bodhisai, he is at the bottom of each brahmanda. There are innumerable brahmanda. And the Karmasnasai is at the back of all the creation in the ocean of Maya. So many bubbles are floating on the ocean of Maya, misunderstanding. And the next, there are so many Brahmanda constituent parts of the Mayic world. And at the bottom of each Brahmanda there is one whose name is God Bodhisai, the representative of Karna. Just as the governor and district magistrates and this Mahakama magistrates, in this way, the Karna Sai at the head of the whole misunderstanding area. And he has got some connection so that we may think him as Mahadeva, Shiva, who is in connection with Maya. The consciousness that has got direct connection with misunderstanding, misconception, that which is at the root of the whole consciousness, which is at the root of the whole misconception area, Karana Arnavasai, and so many constituent parts in the misconceived area, and every representative in the Garbha Dasai or Hiranyagarbha, he represents Karana Arnavasai in each Brahmanda, Garbha Dasai. Hiranyagarbha. And from his navel, this nabhi, a lotus coming forth, and there the 14 stages of misconception has been adjusted. And on the top there is Brahma, and the Brahma is through Brahma, he is begins creation. That is this cosmic world, cosmos. And God Bodhisai. And then he is another representative of the third representative. He enters into every jiva soul, Shirodhisai or Paramatma. So three Purusha, one at the bottom of the whole mic, the whole misconceived area, another at the bottom of the whole Brahmanda, the constituent parts, and the third Purushavatar at every jiva soul heart, at the heart of every jiva soul, to guide him as Paramatma. Three phases of Narayana, Vishnu. And then this Paramatma, who is at the heart of every soul, individual, he is known generally as Kirodasai or Paramatma or Vishnu. He is Palankarta. He maintains, he sustains everything here in the Mayic world. Satya Rajatama, creation and destruction and the sustenance in the middle. Creation and destruction, Rajo and Tamo, and the sustenance in the middle, that is done by Vishnu, creation by Brahma, destruction by Rudra Mahadev, and which we find in this mundane world of misconception. And Advaita Acharya is identified with Karunarnava Sai, that who is at the background of the whole of misunderstanding creation. And also, he is another aspect as a devotee, just in the bhaj, in the lower position of the Vaikuntha Narayana. This is Advaita Acharya. And as Mahavishnu, a devotee, he comes, he appears here, just as before Mahaprabhu comes, and he began to pray. He sees so many painful stages and position of the jiva, suffering, and perturbed by, moved by that, he prays for the Lord to come here and to deliver, and to save them from the clutches of Maya, and by giving them proper devotion and attraction and affection for Krishna consciousness. So first Advaita Acharya descends here, and then he looks around and finds that people are all apathetic to the truth, to Narayana. They are very fond of worshipping demigods, so many demigods, and going on with their temporary pleasure searching, mad with that, without caring for their own soul or liberation, or the life after liberation, to have a proper adjustment in Krishna consciousness. And he, too much disturbed by this scenario, he prays very fervently for the Lord to come here and to preach the name, the supreme name, Sankirtan, Sankirtan, by which a general amnesty, maybe amnesty and a peaceful trial effort may be done to start a campaign towards home, back to God, back to home, this Naam Sankirtan. And Mahaprabhu with others, they also gradually come down here and they begin their Naam Sankirtan. Golokera Pramodhana Hari Naam Sankirtan. The Krishna Naam and the Krishna, one and the same, that vibration, that sort of sweet vibration, anyhow taken down to this miserable portion of the world. That is where all, they do not understand their own interest, own self or the environment, but they are madly dancing. As a drunkard, they dance without caring or knowing about who are they and where are they, what for they are dancing. Yes, they say, these people are madly engaged in their self-killing attempt. But there, that vibration of the highest type of love, divine, brought in. And with that Sankirtan, disinfecting this atmosphere, and also creating some influence which can attract them passing so many stages towards Vrindavan, the place Golokero Pramodam, to Goloka, Vrindavan conception of the highest position of reality or consciousness, spiritual world. Above justice, above knowledge, above calculation, above morality, the mercy, the affection, the love, the beauty, charm, absolute. That is the type they are. I wrote a poem about my Guru Maharaj long ago. It runs in this way. Vibhuda Nikhila Bhavana Maya Chinna Vichinna Kottri. Our Guru Maharaj's name was Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Saraswati means Bani, words, expression. His talk, his speech, Bani. Saraswati means Bani, speech. His speech is the source or storehouse of which I am Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. What does it mean? This name, what does it mean? Saraswati means Bani, that is his words, surcharged with what? The first thing is Nikhila Bhuvana Maya Chinna Vichinna Kottri. We can find in his speech that he is cutting asunder all the ties and attraction of all the people in this world for mundane purpose, the world of exploitation. His speech is always cutting asunder, demolishing, smashing everything. This misconcept was. All the misconceptions are being smashed by his words. This is the first effect of his words. And the next, Vibhudha Bahula Migga Mukti Mohanta Dhati. The second result we find from his speech, that he puts to deplorable end all the different attempts of the great theological scholars to search for liberation. Bhukti means enjoyment, mukti means liberation, emancipation from enjoyment. So he puts a stop to the all scholarly investigation of all different kinds of conceptions of liberation. That is the second result of his speech, his words. This effect. A stops enjoyment and the second stops liberation. So that this is nothing. Liberation, mere liberation is nothing. We must get something positive. And not only the liberation from the negative, that is not the highest acquisition. So, Vibhudha Bahula Migga. Vibhudha means scholars. Bahula means they are various and deep attempts for the solution of the liberation, the attempts. That is smashed also by his words. And the third, Shithilita Vidhi, loosening the strictness of rules and regulations, Rago, which is our inner earnestness and faith and attraction, affection, love, only through that to take us towards Radhesha Dhani. Like that, to worship, to serve, as Radharani is serving her own Lord. That takes us there. The three steps. By first step, he drives away all our all our moha, our ignorant attraction for this mic, attraction for the enjoyment of this material world in the misconceived area. And the second, also he discourages only to search for liberation or emancipation from this enjoyment. That also he discards and offers something positive. And what is the nature of that positive? If we make much attention towards the Shastra, the rules, regulations, calculation, according to that, if we approach towards our achievement, then that will be less gaining. But if we neglect any calculation, and from the heart of our heart, we with much earnestness, without caring for rules, regulations, Shastra, Mahajan, Sadhu, we can offer our heart for the charming Lord beauty, and where Radharani is serving in that through that divine love, her consort, her Lord, that he really wants us to give our Guru Maharaj's words. As such that we such thing. First, smashing this misunderstanding and neglecting mere liberation, and also discouraging the calculative devotion, and finally he is giving us the unlimited beauty and the domain of love, and to approach through the love of our heart, sincere love of our heart. That is his gift. His words are storehouse of such things, which neglecting all these three stages, this Brahmanda, then the Brahmaloka, and the Parabrahma, neglecting into Goloka, and there, that sort of wealth he comes to distribute to all. Nikhila bhuvana maya chinna vichinna kartri vibhuta bhuvula migga mukti mohanka dhati asithilito vidhi raga radha radhi sudhani. Neglecting the formality, but with this heart spirit, proper spirit, and love, the searching for Krishna, he gives us, encourages us, that thing within us. And that can lead us to the domain where Radharani, has been through her highest love, is worshipping or serving in our Lord Krishna. That she leads us. In a very short, one sloka, that is appreciated very much by Achyutananda and this Mangalila. When Mangalila went to see Achyutananda, Achyutananda before that, he told something by the request of the ISKCON, somewhat against me. Mangalila told that I saw him and I told, do you remember that stanza of Sridhar Maharaj? That Nikhila Bhuvana Maya Chinna Vichinna, he also told, yes, I remember. That comes from his heart, and you have said something against him. What is this? I was somehow manipulated to do that. That was, then he wrote a letter Have you seen that letter?
Yes.
Achyutananda's letter?
Yes,
you have seen?
Yes. I read it many times.
Many times. After coming?
Yes.
Or before going?
After coming.
And he told that I like to come here. But I did not reply his letter. Let him come. If he comes, then I shall talk. That gentleman heard from me something. He lived here for 9 months. And heard from him, from me, and gave an article into Back to Godhead. And that was appreciated very much, I was told by him. From shore to shore, he told, just pronounce this word, from shore to shore. It was very much appreciated, this article, the materials I got from you, and I wrote in the Back to Godhead. Then a reaction came against him. Living away Swami Maharaj, you are taking in another gentleman as a preceptor in the preceptorial line. You are indenting another gentleman from number three. This will lose our credit. And some pressure came. Then he came here to inquire from Govinda Maharaj, because Swami Maharaj gave a letter to, in the name of Govinda Maharaj, that I rely Sridhar Maharaj, I sent them two disciples there, they would remain and they would be able to learn true devotion from him. With this idea, I sent them there. So Chidananda told them that by the order of Swami Maharaj I came, and he has written that I shall have to bow many things from Sridhar Maharaj. So I heard from him. I am not to be blamed for that. But at that time that letter could not be found. The original letter, that could not be found. So he had to tolerate some undesirable things from his godbrothers. The form and the idea. The Kirtanananda came, do not care for form? Well, no. Form breaker. You are also all that type. You are already in some formality, either Christianity or Islam or Judaism or something. You are there within the form. Why you have broken that form and come join Swami Maharaj? What the idea? If the form can distribute the proper ideal, then that is all right. But mere form cannot be respected. As long as it doing service to the highest ideal, so long the form should be encouraged, and that should be, that has recognition. Otherwise, deviating from the ideal, that form is abusing itself. So we are not worshipper of form, we are worshipper of the ideal. Sarva-dharmān parityajya. Sadharme nidhanam seyo. That is also to make too much for the form. We must die in our own position where we are born. But again, sarva-dharmān parityajya. The revolutionary advice is there. No risk, no gain. If you are caught by the high ideal, you must leave the formalities outside you, around you, and march boldly towards the idea. especially in this human form, it is very rarely to be found. And if we lose this chance, then again when we shall get that another occasion, such a chance, we are not sure of that. So this most valuable time in human body, we shall try our best utmost to march towards the goal recklessly and boldly, so that our with the great devotees, the agents of Krishna on our head, then they will help us, guide us, those unknown, and who are paradukkha dukkhi, always feeling pain for others suffering. Those magnanimous guides are on the way, they will help us to take towards our goal. We shall try our utmost. He is there, he is everywhere. Nahi kallan kit kasti durgati tato gacchati. If I am making an attempt for higher thing, then how can I be disturbed by the agents of satanic clan? He is there. I must be sincere in my thought. That is what is necessary. I must be friendly to my own self. That is sufficient. Others cannot do anything on us, and much injury, much harm others cannot do. We are our own enemy. We must have control of our own house. That is what is necessary. And with the help, heart within, God overhead, He is everywhere with His full mercy. He is eager to receive us as His friend. And we must prepare ourselves wholeheartedly to make advance towards Him. That is what is necessary. He is everywhere, He is hearing everything. Only we have built wall against Him. Our own built wall must be broken down. That is misconception of in the form of exploitation, that is enjoyment, and renunciation, mere liberation, not positive participation into His service. So cruel, so hard-hearted we are. But when that wall is broken, we can find Himself everywhere. Everywhere. His assurance. As manmanabha madbhaktu madhyajimam mami vasya shaktam jomang pasyati sadbhatta sadvanca mahi tasyati tasyaham no panasyami satanome. Who wants to, tries to see me everywhere. I always protect him. See me everywhere. And ultimately he sees me everywhere. And while in this life or after, he cannot but be within me or within my consciousness, direct consciousness. Joy that I am to be searched. Krishnanusandham. Searching we are always for our little negligent comforts. That must be dismissed, brushed aside. Search for Krishna. While Mahaprabhu showed, you my friends, show Krishna to me. I can't stand. I can't stand without having a glimpse of his figure, my Lord's figure, come sight, searching, deep-hearted searching for Krishna. He's worth such deep searching, worth deep searching. and the searching as much as it will be deeper, so much will be sustained. It will feed us. That sustenance that will feed us makes give us strength for searching more and more. Bhakta samjataya bhakta. The bhakti will encourage bhakti. Devotion will produce devotion. And this further we shall go. The capitalist, with a small amount he begins the business. But business rolling, gradually capital grows and the income also grows. In the beginning, with small capital, a merchant may begin his business. But in the rolling business, the capital also grows and the income also grows. So in this way, bhakta samjataya bhakta, devotion will breed devotion. Devotion will breed devotion, produce devotion. In this way, let's go on. Gaur Hari Bol. One who has got this sort of higher experience of divine love in their heart, they cannot find any taste anywhere. No, nothing is tasteful to them but Krishna. No less than Krishna conception of the Lord, friend, can satisfy them any time. And who are satisfied with me, maya santushtam, sadbhasukha maya. Whatever direction he will cast his glance, he will find no good news are coming. Who is satisfied with me? And who cannot find me, whatever direction he cast his glance, he will find only anxiety and trouble. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Tasmin tushti jagat. We can find him. Then we will be quite at ease. Oh, my guardian is everywhere. His hand is everywhere. Everything under his control, and he is my friend, my guardian. Then why should we care for anything else here? I won't care for anything, because everything must have to come. Through the direction of my guardian's hand. He is friendly. Surinam sattva-bhutanam. I am the controller of everything, but I am friendly to everything, to everyone. So, when you can realize this fact, then only you are relieved from all sort of anxiety. There's no anxiety, because the director and dispenser of everything, I am represented there, well represented. He is my friend, my well-wisher, my guardian. Then no anxiety. Suridam sattva-bhutanam gattamam shanti-mrikshati. He can only find peace. You can see me everywhere. Uhara, Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari. Here I close the class. What's the time?
It's 4:50.
4:50.
Have you got anything so special?
You want to speak to me?
Yeah. Did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ever carry a tridanda? Or only an ekodanda?
Formally he took ekodanda, but mentally or spiritually he took tridanda. Because after taking that ekodanda when he was starting towards Vrindavan, he chanted a sloka, and that is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam from the chapter of Tridanda Bhikshu. So, in Bhagavatam, 11th canto, where Krishna is giving advice to Uddhava, there is a story relating Tridandi Bhikshu of Avanti, Avanti means Ujjaini, present Ujjaini in Gwalior, where Krishna took his training from Sandipani Rishi. Got his sacred thread of a Kshatriya and passed some time there, went to fetch the few fuels from the next jungle, in the ashram of Sandipani, Ujjaini, Avanti. There a Brahmin, a rich Brahmin, he was very miser and not discharging any duty of Varnasram. Everyone was very much vexed with his behavior. At last, his fate turned down and everyone came to be genuine. The decoys, the thieves, and then the those who borrow, the borrowers of money, and then the court case, so many disaster at once fell on his head, and he turned the poorest man of the town. Then he took the dandam and left his house. Why this great change in my life? What is the cause? This is the time, or the planets, or my ill fortune, or my karma, or the society, or the gods. Who are they? Who is the real cause of my misery? Discussing all these points, he took the dandam and began to wander at large in the country. And at last, he came to conclusion. There was a sloka from his mouth. This way, etam samastar parātmanishtha upāsitvāṁ pūrvatamev mahadhi aham tarishyāmi jirantapāl tamo mukunda kṛṣi. At last he came to this conclusion by accepting this dress of a tridandi. I shall engage my thought, word, deed in the service of Krishna and across the ocean of ignorance and misunderstanding, and I shall reach the feet of Mukunda for his service in this way. So Mahaprabhu took externally the danda from a Mayavadi, Sannyasi Keshav Bharati. Though just before his taking sannyas, he gave his mantra to the ear of that sannyas guru. And sannyas guru sanctioned that, yes, this is the mantra I am to give to you. In this way, he took it from him. And no sooner he got that dandam, he ran madly towards Vrindavan, singing this sloka of Bhagavatam, this poem, Tridandivisha. And what is Tridanda? Ekadanda, Mayavad, Ekadanda, only one, nothing else. Ekadivaditya. And the Tridanda, Purushattvai, Karunabdhisari, Gadbhodasari, Shirabdhisari, representation of these three aspects of Godhead that are in connection with this mundane world. And also it has showed the way that you control your body, word and mind, thought, and engage, punish them, danda, punish them for their previous activity with cooperating with this world, and from this time engage them in the service of Krishna and not for any other purpose. This is Jatidam. I have taken it. Now I am meant only for the service of Krishna and not for any other worldly purpose to serve. With this token in hand, one goes out here, there, everywhere. You have the Sakai Mandak. You will chant the name of Krishna. Think the lila, the pastimes of Krishna, and by body also he will roam throughout the holy places of Vrindavan Navadvip, the lila sthan of Krishna in this way. And if they have got any positive engagement in coming in connection with the sadhu, superior, devotee, then under his direction he may have engagement more intensely to earn higher devotion by engaging the body, the mind and the words in the service of Krishna. But preaching this noble and the greatness of the name of the Lord, that sound aspect, and from sound any other aspects will also come in connection, and you will get them. That is the Danda. Representation of three. And also, at the same time, it is conceived that Karunarnavasai, Gadbhodasai, and the Kirodasai, these three aspects of the Supreme Lord that are in connection with this mundane world. Karanadisari, that is at the root of the whole mind sphere. Gadbhodasari, at the bottom of one Brahmanda, whole Brahmanda, and the Kirodasari, at the heart of every jiva. In this way, three aspects of the Supreme Lord that are connected with this mundane misconception portion, conceived portion of the truth. They are representation. And there is another representation of his own servitor, three danda equal and one little less. And that less That represents the jiva, he himself, the carrier of dhamma. Jiva they are represented. That I am ready, I will myself to the service of the Lord. In Manusha Gita, Sriji mentioned Tridanda, Bhakkadandam, Manodandam, Kayadandam, Manodandam, Bhakkadandam, Tathivata. These three are punished, Danda, the mind, body, and voice. For that, misapplication mistaken behavior they are punished and they are such right and they are given new positives serving life work in this life no further in previous life
So the end, the way we shall be saved is if they are by hearing those tapes.